You'll be my salt and sweet. I'll be your strong and steady. You'll be my glass of wine. I'll be your shadow and scare. You'll be my sunny day. I'll be your shade tree. You'll be my honeysuckle. I'll be your honeybee.
Ow! The pre-Valentine's Day edition of Rosie on the House, also coinciding with our Olympic Games special edition of Rosie on the House.
I think that song might just qualify.
That song qualifies. That's your wedding song, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who sings it?
I can't tell you.
Oh, that's right.
You have to go on to Facebook, give the artist and the song, and we'll send you a golden rose. This is what Amanda and I danced to at our wedding.
That's right.
I've been staring at my phone because there's a possibility that, you know, I'd be going straight to the hospital right after this and be meeting little Kay, be joining us in the world any day.
Yeah, Miss Amanda's getting close, huh?
Here we are.
Grandchild number 11.
Congratulations,
awesome,
baby.
Awesome. Hey, we were talking about the Rosie on the House Referral Network. Those of you that are regular listeners of the show know, as a 25-year tradition, we're on every Saturday morning from 8 to 11. 8 to 9, we always cover landscape and garden. 9 to 11, we always talk about your house, home, castle, or cabin from the foundations to the rooftops. If you're anywhere in Arizona listening to the broadcast and you have a project you want to try and tackle, give us a ring. That's why we show up every Saturday morning at 1-888-767-4348. And know this, that we are now, Romy mentioned it, our website continues to expand and blow up. We're trying to build out a referral network where wherever you hear our voice in Arizona, you can also rely on us to provide you great referrals to contractors that are screened in to a Rosie on the House certification process that I guarantee you is the tightest screen contractor referral directory on the planet. And we're proud to announce that we have been voted the number one contractor referral directory in the entire state of Arizona 5 years in a row. No one else even comes close. And in that process of building out our referral network, we'd like to welcome a couple new members. Galaxy Lending Group in the Phoenix metro area, a great new partner, not necessarily a contractor service, but something you might need in buying, selling, or refinancing your current home. Look up the guys at Galaxy Lending. It's an awful crowded field of competitors, and it took us a while to screen somebody we felt would treat customers the same way we would. Another new addition to the team is an old friend, Clay Jansen at Focus Insurance Services. If something in your homeowner's insurance has recently caused you to think about getting another quote, any of your insurances, life insurance, medical, if you're confused about the medical insurance, I'll tell you what, I wrote my first life insurance policy with Clay's dad 3 months before I married sweet Jennifer in 1977, and they've had the same number ever since, 602-955-7705. Welcome, Galaxy Lending Group and Focus Insurance Services, to the fine family of certified Rosie on the House contractors and service providers.
Let's see if we can help Beatrice in Peoria, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Good morning, ma'am.
Yes, good morning, and thank you for taking my call. I had laminate flooring installed in my kitchen and dining area, and it butts up to carpeting, which the edge gets quite soiled. There is a curve to the carpeting, and I'm wondering if trim can be put around that.
Sure.
It can.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hopman's installed it, and I haven't been able to reach anybody there. Who would you recommend I call for that?
Oh, I would just call Kelly at Hopman's.
They don't answer.
Well, 602-274-1772. There's no answer there?
602-274-1772. Okay, I will try that one.
Try that number. Yeah, Beatrice, you had the right company install it. Hopman's floor covering has been taking care of our floor covering for 36 years. Larry Hauptman, recently deceased, but his daughter Kelly is continuing the company, and she's handling it in a very, very fine manner. So give her a ring. I'm sure getting that little tax strip put down in there would be no problem at all. Thanks for the call, Miss Beatrice.
1-888-767-4348. Next is Shane, who wants to talk blown-in insulation, but I understand we're going to cut in real quick and cover the digital newsroom.
Let's do that. What you got going on in your corner of the world all week?
Oftentimes you hear spurt-of-the-moment stuff, random giveaways, items like that at Rosie on the House. You know, a lot of times you don't hear back afterwards. But Dave wrote in and said, just a great surprise. My shower speaker arrived this morning at the doorstep.
He won one of the Santa bag. That was the Kohler. What did they call that?
I don't know.
A Matrix.
That was the
Black & Decker
speaker
drill.
That goes in the shower.
Yeah.
I had never seen it before.
It was a Kohler shower head.
It was the Moxie, right?
Moxie. Thank you very much. The Kohler Moxie. You just simply remove your shower head, screw this one on, and a magnetic speaker that you control Bluetooth with your cell phone, you listen to whatever you want while you're in the shower taking the shower.
There are so many jokes with that you could play with and singing in the shower, but they brought it. They made it real.
Yeah.
There's enough people that sing in the shower, they had to get speakers in it. That's
Moxie
awesome.
Shower Heads by Kohler.
Kohler makes that.
Kohler.
American company. I love it. Kohler, Iowa. Right? Iowa?
No.
Nebraska?
No.
Wisconsin?
Yes.
Somewhere
up
there.
Yes, it's Wisconsin.
That region?
I think.
Kohler, Wisconsin. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Pella, Iowa. I know that
one. That's right.
I know that one.
That's right.
Kohler. Ada writes in and says, on last Saturday's program, you talked about farmers markets. If you missed the 8 o'clock hour of Rosie on the House,
so
you're not up that early, we do a landscape and garden hour. And we had the Arizona Farm Bureau in last week. And we were talking about a listing, a search feature where you can go find farmers markets by zip code and across the entire state.
That's awesome.
Fillyourplate.org. Fillyourplate.org. Lenny writes in, and he's been to our website many times, but he hasn't quite learned how to switch regions.
Oh.
He's so used to going back to Phoenix.
Okay.
So I need somebody in Prescott for epoxy garage flooring.
Ding.
Ding.
We've got that guy.
Here's a trick. Use a separate browser if you have multiple homes. On mine, Firefox is set to Phoenix, but Safari is set to Northern Arizona, and Internet Explorer was set to Tucson. So that way, if I was working in a specific region, I would just remember to use that browser. So when I clicked on Referral Network, it would default to that region. But when you go there, that region is you can select that as an option. So then you would select Prescott. You would select garage floors, and then it would bring you right to
Whammy Bammy, garage floors and more.
Absolutely. Give him a call. Great guy.
And he services the Phoenix metro area as well. Is he too busy? He's gotten too busy. He doesn't come down anymore.
Well, he definitely won't come down in the summer.
He's
a blessed man that he can be that selective.
He's gotten particular
in his jobs.
I don't blame him for that.
Pam writes in just to send a big thank you. She doesn't mention what contractor it was, but she had a leak in her ceiling, went to rosieonthehouse.com, and just went on and on and on about how professional this company was. She never expected such good manners from roofers. She says, I picked the only one in my area, but she's in Phoenix, and we have Pinnacle Roofing, we have Durafoam Roofing, we have Lions Roofing, we have George & Sons Roofing. So there was four there, so I'm not sure why that was. But
now, we got you covered in roofers in Northern Arizona, too, with Central Basin and Dave Kenyon, Central Basin Roofing. Been up there for 30 years. And if you're in Phoenix and you have a second home up in Yavapai County, or if you're in Yavapai County and you need roofing work, call Dave Kenyon at Central Basin Roofing. Excellent, excellent roofer.
Our last one, Rose writes in and says, we've lived in our home for 30 years, and we want to fill in our 25,000-gallon pool. What contractor do I need? How much is it going to cost? What are the rules? On and on and so on and so forth. Well, there are demolition companies that will fill in pools. Rose, something that we have been encouraging people to do is those not get rid of it. If you want to retire it, you can deck over. And what they do, the companies deck over, come out, they drain the pool, they get the permit, they drain the pool. And then they just build a deck over it. So you can use it. They put a sump pump in the bottom. That way when it rains and water gets in there, a sump pump pumps it out, puts it down into the drain. And what this does, Rose, is it keeps the resale value of a pool there at your home. It costs less than filling it in. And if you ever sell it and somebody wants to revitalize it, there's just a resurfacing job. And probably, when you don't use plumbing parts for a while, I would say there's some pool equipment that might need to get replaced if it sat there for 5 or 6 years without being used. But it's all the benefits are right there. Costs less, and it keeps the resale value of a pool on your home property. Deckover.
The company. They do a nice job.
Yes.
Looks good when they're done.
Let's bring Shane in at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Shane, how can we help you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I was wondering about the insulation, the foam stuff that they can fill into the cavities of the walls. Is that financially worth it?
It depends which company you have quoting it. There are price ranges for that that go from competitive and make sense to insane. So I'm going to tell you that you would want to go to Rosie on the House, and you can find a company there called Thermal Advantage. They'll do a complete analysis. Just injecting foam into walls is not the cure-all that some of the companies advertising that it is. There are situations that could actually cause some complications and some trouble. So you've got to have an experienced hand on it. It has to be the right kind of foam. So I would encourage you, if you're getting quotes for that and you're taking a look at that option, again, get to rosieonthehouse.com. Under insulation, they serve pretty much the entire state of Arizona. It's a company called Thermal Advantage. The man that owns it's named Dennis Rodenberg. And he'll do a full and complete analysis. And I have had him go out to homes and say, no, we shouldn't foam inject these walls for this and that reason. So give him a call and have him take a look at it. Because insulation is kind of like one of those categories that's just filled with a lot of bad information through the marketing departments, through the advertising, claims that could never be met or reasonably expected to be met, products that don't work, products that are overpriced. I could go on and on and on.
And even overpriced, I think that's one of the reasons it's very prone to the scrupulous practices, is because, like Dennis, how much did it cost to foam your home?
A block home.
It's a block home.
Yeah, and it's an old home. It was built in the 60s. That didn't have any insulation in the block cells.
Right.
And it's not a big home. It's not a giant home.
But you know, a 2,000 square foot home would be $2,000 or less for him to
great.
Do the job.
It was
well,
great.
That's a pretty minuscule amount when you consider how much it costs to go after the contractor to get it. So they keep the pricing low enough that people just kind of say, well, it's not worth the money to chase them down to get it. And that's a shame.